What's up, yay-sayers and dropouts? Today's show is brought to you by Casper.com. Receive $50 towards any mattress purchase at CasperTrial.com/bookofyay.
And by WarbyParker.com. Get a free 5-day home try-on at WarbyParkerTrial.com/bookofyay. 5 pairs, 5 days, 100% free.
If you're a fan of the Boogie Yay podcast, if you love us, if you really love us, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, and drop us a 5-star review. We need it. We hurting out here. I need stars.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
True devotion, blessed are the children, praise the teacher that brings the true love to many. Your devotion.
That's Rob Hayes, everybody. He's switching up his sound. He's heard enough More Life. He's like, you know what? No more free, no more verses, no more rapping. We go switch it up. I'm gonna sing a little. Cool.
That's good. Luck. If you had my love and I gave you all my trust, would you come for me?
Oh, you're gonna do the whole thing. Okay. Hey, what's up? We're back with a new episode of the Book of Yay podcast. I'm Chris Daniels. Singing is my man Rob Hayes. Before we get started, quick message. If you guys live in New York City, we've got a special live show coming up Saturday, April 8th at 4:30 for NYC Podfest. This is going to be our second live show. We're going to be interviewing our special guest, Cypher Sounds, for At the Bell House. We're going to be paired with Room Where It's Happening, Airwolf's Hamilton fan podcast, which is hosted by Mike Drucker and Trayvon Free. It's only $20. You can get tickets to see both shows. So go over to nycpodfest.com or foreverdogpodcast.com to get your tickets today. I feel like this is the most homework I ever had to do. We had 2 new albums come out this weekend.
It's homework now. You just got, like, you walk in places, people like, you heard the Ross? Like what?
I almost feel left out.
You heard the Drake?
Yeah. Oh,
man. I got 30 tracks I gotta listen to before I have a conversation.
Did you hear the Ross album or the Drake playlist? What? It's not an album? No, it's a playlist. It's different. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, the October Firm?
Yeah.
I didn't know they were lawyers.
Everybody want to be an album, but don't nobody want to be an album. That's what I kind of feel like.
Yeah, because you know what's crazy? The mixtape, the playlist are better than the album. I would rather listen to More Life or If You're Reading This or What a Time to Be Alive than Views.
Yeah.
Hands down.
I feel like even Drake might have said that. I feel like this... it's kind of like what Views was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
He knew he was trying to do some new stuff with sounds, but maybe he didn't know exactly what he was doing yet. But he definitely knew he wanted too many songs.
You know what? I think it's just some lawyer stuff. I think the October Firm is a funny way of them saying, hey, I'm signed on to do this many albums, and so we can't call this an album, but, you know, you heard it.
Yeah.
It's an album.
It's definitely.
Like the October Firm, like no one else. I was like, I guess other people are going to spit from OVO. Like, you know, like the dude with the beard, I guess, is going to get a verse. Yeah. No.
We got to get more word from our guest for this episode, my brother from Detroit, Nate Fritzen. What up, man?
Hello. What up, though? Everybody. You got to give a what up, though, if you're saying from Detroit.
You heard his new album, right?
I did hear the album. I was under the impression, I didn't even know that this was his take on the Firm. I thought that was what he was naming the dude from the picture, his dad, right?
I have no idea.
The dude on the cover? I thought this was like an alias, like Drake saying this is like, he's October Firm now.
Oh.
I don't know that this is true.
All things make sense, but don't
any of these things could be true.
Yeah,
we don't get explanations.
I was personally shocked that this came out on Saturday, given that that is Shabbos and that Drake dropped this album on the Sabbath. That was like it. He had to do all that work before sundown. That's like, when did it come out? Midnight? 11?
It was. I heard it at like 11:30.
Yeah.
I was at a party and somebody was like, you gotta play the Drake album. I'm like, you can't just Drake on me right now.
And you're like, and you hadn't heard it, so you're like, I don't want to hear views.
Like, I'm supposed to start it from the beginning, just press play and run.
Yeah, you don't know what the songs are.
Only because of views. Yeah. Every other album you know to start it from the beginning, but views, you know, like, starts.
All of my let's just be friends.
Oh man, never harmonized on the podcast before.
I will say that it starts out very strong.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love
it. I like this. Yeah, like you guys were saying, so much better than views. No question. And I think this is just what his albums sound like now. They're just like...
Oh, I'm sure he'll get a new sound someday.
It's just like this Northern Ireland sound that he's doing. This like...
It's Caribbean.
Like Caribbean winter.
Have y'all seen the meme and it's like... for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And it's like...
The ex-dude. He's like, Caribbean Drake.
Yeah. Jamaican Drake meets UK Drake.
Meets Atlanta Drake.
Meets Houston Drake.
That's what it feels like. He starts out and it's just, it's like he's not even like hiding the tings. It's like every.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a verbal mystique.
Yeah. It's like, it's kind of weird because a part of me, I'm not one to have, I feel like it's a complicated argument when everybody, pull out like a think piece on like cultural appropriation and things like that.
Yeah.
I kind of tend to like listen to people who maybe are more informed and know how to explain it better before I jump in. But it is kind of weird how where Drake pulls sounds kind of in different.
I thought it was weird when Beyonce did it. I think it's weird when anyone does it.
When
Beyonce on Lemonade, she goes, me sing, sing. She doesn't talk like that. She's from Houston.
It's like if anybody else had did that, like if it wasn't,
Beyonce gets away with it and Drake gets away with it. Sorry.
Like you have to be a certain level. Like if strange, like if I mean he gets dragged anyways, but if like Macklemore was to do that, it would
launch 1,000 think pieces.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a, you know, I think there's a nod to reggae, and then there's like doing fake reggae or doing like a, you know, it's kind of a, Drake walks like a very, very thin line. I think, you know,
I think he says, fuck your line. Like, I'm gonna do it anyway.
He's gonna swerve both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like a Beyonce, I'm trying to think, there's certain people who have like different roots, like, you know, Nicki Minaj, Busta Rhymes,
and Beyonce
like,
too. So that's the argument against what I said. There's all sorts of things.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's kind of hard to say because there is influence in there. You know, it's like what's better if you like take the melody from a reggae song and take out the tings and, you know, turn it into things. Is that better than taking out the ting? You know, it's kind of
what you do.
What
is
do?
You date Rihanna for a while. You grab as much as you can. And then you say, I got some new, I don't need you anymore. I'm going to make some new records.
But he doesn't have. Consensually grab.
Yeah, consensually.
But he doesn't have Rihanna to bounce this off of anymore, you know? I mean, unless he did.
I mean,
he's. But not in the same way.
He is from Toronto, but it is.
Yeah, he's a Jewish guy from Toronto.
But there is, I feel like there's island influence in Toronto.
Well, if anyone knows what it's like to just, you know, jump in a thing and use their terms and get backlash from it, it's Jennifer Lopez. So maybe she's like, hey,
that is
you
true.
Know, I don't know. My sister is still mad at her for saying the N-word.
Really?
I'm real.
Oh yeah.
You don't remember that?
I remember. I don't remember being mad about it.
I was pretty mad about it.
You should make sure she doesn't come to New York then. And meet any Puerto Rican person.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's insane. Yeah, that's something in the South that we don't.
I mean, it's like weird. Like people, like who was the dude? Fucking. who's like the Arabic dude from
DJ?
No. The fucking God damn it! I'm blanking on his name.
From what?
He's from New York. Like
French Montana.
Yeah. He's like what is he?
Like he's not worried about nothing.
He's but who get do people get mad at him?
He's not worried.
It doesn't.
Yeah. He said it, but then immediately said, ain't worried about nothing. It's like, you know what? All right. Well, if he's not worried.
All right. What's the other? We had Rick Ross's album came out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm each time I listen to that more than I listen to Drake so far, mainly because it's not as long. But
that's a big part.
It's great.
I'm starting to love it like more and more each time I listen to it.
First of all, when did Ross and Jeezy, like when they squashed their beef, I didn't know that was real.
That was,
I was like, well, PR move. They'll never do a song together.
You figured they would have made a bigger deal about it, given this.
That song is great.
It's great.
It's, yeah.
When you hear Jeezy on a Ross song too, it's still like startling.
Yeah.
Like I had to like stop and look at my phone. I pulled my phone. I was walking and I pulled my phone out of my pocket to make sure I wasn't hearing things.
It was cool. And then it was like, oh man, he's got, you know,
he's got Gucci.
He's
right
got
after.
Gucci right
yeah,
after.
Back and that song, man. That song is great. That, she on my dick.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. It's such a like. There's always a moment in a Ross album where you're like, oh yeah. This is a rap album. Like, let's not forget. Because
right.
The beats are so good, you'll be like, oh man, this is music that I could just like talk about with anybody and be
right.
Like, you know, hey, what do you listen to? Oh, I'm listening to Rick Ross. Blah, blah. And then and then you got a track like that that's like, all right, well, not everybody.
But we had a Kanye feature on Drake's album,
mm-hmm.
with Glow. What'd you think?
I liked it. I liked the verse a lot.
I feel like when Drake was talking about how like him and Kanye had like song like yeah we got like 5-6 songs like stashed away, like Kanye just like hit me up and just like whatever time of day come over, like we gotta record a song right now. It sounds like that song, like he had to get something out
like that day.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like something that didn't make the cut for Watch the Throne when I was listening to it. That's it reminded me of the first song with Beyonce. Just the pace of it, I guess. I don't know. The beat. If it's like real sparse.
Out?
Yeah. It was like real, like the way, I don't know, something about it. That was what I thought of when I heard of it. I felt
like no one's talking about it, but I felt like Drake was taking shots at Ye.
On the song?
On the album.
On what songs?
When he was talking about, the song with Quavo.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody jump on your wave.
Ooh.
Mm.
And Cudi had that song, had this song Waves that was kind of like that came out, and it felt like that was like taking a shot at Ye, but then it was like it was, I don't know. I felt like Waves was at Ye.
I feel
there's
like
there's definitely subliminals to Cudi on this record. You can't deny that.
He takes shots at a lot, like a lot
Playing
of shots.
With your nose.
He's not talking about boogers.
No.
Yeah, but I think that song is a shot at Ye. Definitely a shot at Ye rant. Remember the rant about and remember recently there was an interview where Drake said that, he doesn't understand what Kanye was talking about in that rant when he was talking about how, they keep playing for free on the radio mm-hmm. all the time.
He's
I don't understand
right.
what that was about. And, you know, it's funny how people want to talk about, you know, stuff, you know, on stage, blah, blah, blah. So I definitely think that song was, and I feel like, I don't think Quavo has an issue with Ye, but I feel like Quavo is probably feeling the same way about everyone in the planet right now. You know, like everyone's trying to jump on the Migos.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. Yeah, that's really true. I like the song. I like how like there's like it's very sparse in the beginning, and they they trade off parts. And then I like how he's like, you know, it does glow at the end. Like it sounds, that sample comes in so like so warm sounding.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Maurice White.
R.I.P. Man, I'm gonna pour some coffee out. I'm just kidding.
Don't do that. This is not our place.
Yeah. And nothing smells worse than spilled coffee.
True.
I mean, a dead body.
I don't know.
Hyperbole is a fickle thing.
Like, yeah. who died? You know what I'm saying?
True.
Because like, spilled coffee.
Mm-mm. I'm trying to think.
Can we put that quote in the description? Can we put spilled coffee? Mm-mm. In quotes.
Spilled coffee. Mm-mm.
You got to figure out how we're going to spell that. Is it just be how many M's?
Yeah, that makes it look
the
like.
The first M's got less M's than the second M.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Do we put emojis in the description? Is there like a face for that? We got a coffee emoji, but then like
Come on, man.
All right, fine. I'm too futuristic for this, I guess.
Nah, you too soft, dog.
You know what? You know
stop being so emotional.
Shut up. I hate you. Goddamn. I had a segue. It was going to work because I was going to say, you know, it is futuristic. It's somebody making a Kanye West artificial intelligence that can just rap on its own, I can't really wrap my head around it, but a kid actually did it. Like a 17-year-old kid made his own Kanye.
It's a Kanye bot.
That's kind of scary. Like, you remember that episode of the Family Matters when like Robo Urkel?
Yeah, that was kind of scary. I don't like that.
Turn evil and try to like attack Laura. Like, I feel like that's what Kanye robot might do.
Be a Kanye dummy like that?
Yeah. Don't bring your Kanye robot to an award show. It's a rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, who put machine guns in the Kanye bot? You know what I'm saying?
Just kill the whole front row.
Yeah.
You do it. Yeah. But it's got its own, like, it's got definitely got a bottle of Henny still in its hand. Like, it's still authentic Robo Kanye. But
you don't think that like
it's fueled by Henny.
Yeah. It comes out, yeah, like he can like store the bottle of Henny in his leg like RoboCop.
Oh, that's funny.
It was so funny it stopped the podcast. Everyone just had to stop and think about it, man.
Hit pause real quick.
And then when you're done laughing at the funniest thing that's ever been uttered.
I didn't know y'all was gonna stop talking, my man.
Oh, man. I felt like it wasn't my moment. What we got next? Rob actually got me to watch an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
This is the most important episode. It's got to be in the top three, you know?
I didn't know it was going to be a 45 minutes long. I didn't know that they...
You really never watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Why? Why would I watch it?
What do you mean?
To
keep up with the Kardashians. You behind. You know what I'm saying? You find out. Think about it. We was at the concert.
I know. I didn't.
So we were technically in this episode.
True.
There's a crowd shot.
Mm-hmm.
If you look in the distance, you might be able to see Rob and Chris.
I'm gonna go back and try some freeze frame.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing a camo hoodie. Mm-hmm. I think I had to take it off because it was
super
hot.
Easy to pick out in a crowd. Camo hoodie, perfect.
I think I had to take it off. What did I have on under it? I think I just had on which color shirt? No, you had on a Detroit Pistons jacket.
I had a Pistons jacket and I had the podcast shirt, which we've shown nobody. But there's a podcast shirt.
There's a podcast shirt?
Yeah. There's only a few of them.
There's only a few.
We might have to get new ones. Maybe. But yeah, we're in an episode, I guess. This is all chronicling what happened in Paris when Kim got robbed at gunpoint.
Also, a lot of information on Tristan Thompson. Or is that the... I don't know. I watched two back-to-back.
I think that was the one before.
Yeah.
Rob, you watched two straight episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I keep up.
He's up.
Like, yeah,
he is
I'm
up to date.
Yeah. I'm surprised it took me a week to watch last week's episode.
It was... Kanye was, like, very, very... It was he was serious as hell. It was weird, like, oh, Kanye might like kill somebody. Like he said that.
While eating Belgian waffles and talking to Kris Jenner,
he was like, hey, you know, if I would have been there, someone would have been dead.
What's really weird is he was strangely composed, but we already know that following this, things don't just like stay like straight. Like things get rough for everybody even after this.
Yeah.
So it was like the beginning of like, oh, what's happened mentally.
Even if the robbery hadn't happened, this episode would have been epic. Like they had the creative director for Balmain and Ricardo Tisci was in the episode. Like it was gonna be a must watch for Ye fans anyway. But like I'm still like kinda in disbelief that they made that into an episode.
Yeah, it does seem they had the stuff they were shooting for the show. Then, like, now I didn't know these before, at least I don't think I did, that they were already doing like a Saint Pablo documentary. He had his own crew.
Okay. That is what's very important, that they're like that, those pictures, that footage comes from some sort of Saint Pablo documentary. And it makes you think, okay, we've seen a trailer for a Yeezus tour movie, never saw that footage.
Uh-huh.
How many documentaries are there? How much footage is there? Is it ever coming out? You know, is there plans for, is it just for Ye?
Did he film something for the Glow in the Dark tour?
I have to assume.
Didn't he?
There's something.
I feel like he did. No?
Yeah, well, did you see it?
I didn't see it, but you know.
I don't know. I've never seen it. I've never seen.
If I think about it, I think like go all the way back to Through the Wire, which is its own music video, is its own kind of like mini
documentary. It's a documentary.
Yeah.
So I now have to assume that he's just kind of been doing this from the beginning.
You think there's Truth Tour footage? You think there's like YouTube tour
level,
footage?
I'm saying on some level. I'm not saying it's all as it's all as detailed as, you know, maybe some of the more recent ones have, when he can like, you know, like he can have like a mini crew. Like he probably couldn't have that early on. Like people who are dedicated, like this is your job. You hold the camera and you stay in the background and you try to get as much as you can.
But he had that before he was on. Like that's the crazy part. We've seen footage. We've seen the footage of him in the studio, you know, like all the footage that was used for Through the Wire is out.
Yeah.
You know, but him and those guys went on and did their own thing. You know, that like this is probably two or three film crews later. But the fact that they used from his, you know, and to me, I think that might be a clue of when Kanye got frustrated, because I imagine the discussion to get that footage from him probably wasn't easy. I don't see him being like, hey, take from my art for keeping up with the Kardashians. I don't see him doing that easily.
And that's kind of why even after they got married and all, and he became involved with the family, it's like there were already reports like he doesn't really want to be in the show. So
no,
it's like, what is the incentive? If you're watching for Kanye, there's no incentive because he like doesn't want to be a part of it. And this is like blatantly like you had to get his permission.
There's that one part where he jumps out the room and they're like, where did Kanye go? You know, it's like, oh, he clearly, you know, every episode he's on, he only said, you know, you just get like maybe one or two things, you know, that you can hear that he said. So, I'm wondering about the documentary. Also, it's very weird that he had a stylist and racks of clothes.
Yeah, I don't know if there was a chopped up like gap. It seemed like it was a continuous shot, but it was like, okay, you got to go on like in like a minute. All right, here's what I want y'all to do right now. Can y'all organize these shirts? For like
he had so many options, and it was like, yo,
I was like,
you are wearing sweats and a t-shirt. this is dad core. Like, you mean to tell me you ran by this Tupac shirt and these sweatpants? You ran that by somebody and was like,
by a bunch of people.
Yeah. And he was like, I think this is the best idea. And everybody's like, yeah. And it's like, what? I thought that's what he had on the plane. Like, what was that? There was no difference between what he wore on stage and what he had wore in the, like, to get his hair cut. Like, there was no difference.
First of all, like, I always appreciate that he's getting lined up right before the show. He's tight as hell. Mm-hmm. But,
of course. That's what Ivan gets paid for.
Then when you're at the show, it almost seemed like Kanye was coming straight from whatever and had just kind of shown up to the show and just had to go on. We didn't know that he was, like, fixing a closet for, like, I don't know, maybe the next show or something, just right before, and then he's out, and that's it.
Yeah, that was pretty insane.
Also, now we know for sure that we were robbed, that there was actually that Chance, who was on earlier that day at Meadows, mm-hmm. was going to come back out for Ultralight Beam.
Yeah. So that sucks because...
That does suck.
Yeah, but... You know, given the circumstances, you got, you know, I'm glad that they did put that was, because, like, watching the previous episode and seeing, like, there was concert footage, it made me feel really weird. Like, don't tell me Keeping Up with the Kardashian was filming.
Yeah, that's,
you know, that made me feel really weird. But then when you see the thing that's like, hey, this is from a documentary, let you know, like, they did not plan mm-hmm. that this was going to happen.
Or... You know? Are they saying it's a documentary because they were there?
Don't do
filming?
This.
No. Don't do first this. Off, or, don't do that. Second off, it looks totally different. It doesn't look like E. You know, those E bumpers are still there. And they should have just got rid of those cheesy, like, bumpers to let you know we're in New York City. And, like, oh, you know, it's so serious. Yeah. It is so serious, like, what happened. It's still,
the
like,
street dirty.
Signs.
It's,
yeah.
Some club.
Lights
ladies
moving
in
fast.
High heels walking down the street.
You're back on E. And it's like, come on, man. Yeah.
I don't know.
I wasn't sitting here like harboring doubt, but it was actually the whole ordeal. Like, I didn't want to have to watch that. It was like, cause you know it's real. It was mm-hmm. just strange. It was more the Kim episode than anything, for sure. But right. It was like all that. I was like,
it's more the Kim show than anyone. Like Courtney's. If she could carry her own show, she'd have her own
she
show.
She would love to have her own show. She would.
Like, it's you know, it's Kim's world.
From what I gather, Courtney doesn't do, like, have time or care for all the stuff that Kim has. Like, she's not trying to be in a closet picking outfits all day.
No. But it was dope to see Kanye, like, have his input flying out there just to, like, you know, get
style
her ready
people.
for Fashion Week and stuff. Mm-hmm. That was extremely cool.
He flew off for a day and then came back to do a show. That's crazy.
And I know Chris loved all that footage of the kids.
Shut up.
There's so much footage.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just glad when they're reunited. I have no funny things to say about anything. I'm not coming for anybody's kids this episode, I think. I think I'm not. I think I'm done. Nate, we ask everybody when it comes on this podcast, what was your introduction to Kanye West?
My introduction to Kanye West was when College Dropout came out. I was in college and I didn't like it.
We never had that before.
Whoa.
I didn't like it.
Take your headphones off.
I thought it was all right.
The door is behind you.
Don't you want to hear, like, an interest? You just want to hear every story about, oh, man, I fell in love, and then everything was great.
Get out. Get out.
Nate heard College Dropout. I was like, I feel kind of, I'm in a sunken place right now.
I liked Through the Wire, and then I'll be honest, I grew up a religious Jew, and hearing Jesus Walks wasn't great for me. I didn't love it. I loved the beat, and then but it was a song about Jesus, so I didn't feel like cool walking around singing it, or like driving around to it. It felt like a sellout. And so I didn't love that. I just like kind of turned off to the album. And also I thought the Kanye Workout was like the stupidest song I'd ever heard. The Workout Plan. But Then my buddy got late registration, and we would drive around and play basketball, find courts in like suburban Detroit to play, like public courts to play basketball in. And we're driving and listening to that. Like, I like really got into late registration, and then went back and found out that I actually did like College Dropout. That I can't just judge it on a one Jesus song, you know.
Nate,
and
a workout.
I contend to this day that workout plan is bad.
So you judge this album based on the fourth and fifth single.
Yeah.
What happened to you when Through the Wire, Slow Jams, and All Falls Down?
Okay, yeah, those were great. Those songs were great. I love those songs. They're
really
great.
Album should have been bought by then.
I think I had a burned copy.
Like, even you, like you didn't like Two Words?
What's that?
You didn't like, come on.
I did. Listen, I liked it. I
Bring
liked
Me Down?
These, listen, these are all, it's on my phone right now. I love the album now. When I first heard it,
you
it
were
just
in
wasn't,
college. You didn't even like. Like the skits, nothing.
In the dark. What's that?
You're like, it was. I feel like it was. It was for you.
I know it was. That's the thing. That's like I'm a difficult person. You know.
Well, at least you got on board by late registration.
Yeah, late
it
registration.
Took Adam Levine.
That's what it took. Yeah.
To get you on board.
That's what it took. he didn't have it. You know, he had a song about his mama. I can get on that. I can get on board with that. You know. It was weird. It was just a weird. It was a weird thing for me. Like he had songs with all these artists that I liked, and I just like something about the album just didn't. It just didn't grab me.
What's
until
your,
later.
What's your favorite song on Late Registration?
What is the song? Spaceship.
Spaceship's
College Dropout.
Wait, oh, what'd you say? Oh, I thought you. Oh, on Late Registration.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said College Dropout. I thought you were giving it to me for a College Dropout. Favorite song on Late Registration? Probably Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We come back.
Killer Cam. Killer who?
Yeah. Gone or Late, probably.
We've come back full circle. All right. I feel like now we're in a point of comfortability. We can get over.
Yeah, you
that.
Guys were really unsettled by
it
that.
Just, I didn't expect you that at all. That yeah. was I thought you would have like told me that before we did this or something, like, by the way.
Why would I tell you that?
I mean, like, okay, what were you listening to at this time? Maybe that would give us like a good idea of like, cuz I feel like
I was listening to a lot
it
of
was
like,
very different, and that, you know what? You are honest. A lot of people have a revisionist, like they go back and they change how they felt, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way. We've talked to what 20 something people. Yeah. All of them love the College Dropout the first time they heard it. I don't necessarily believe that, you know. All of them knew who produced on the Blueprint. Come on, some of these people have no folds in their booklets. So I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
What were you listening to at that time?
I was listening to a lot of like, you know, self-important, like backpacker stuff, like Def Jux and Rhymesayers and, you know, all that indie. Look at how much I write rap music, you know?
Okay. So did the chain throw you off? Was it too many diamonds for you?
Well, I mean, he had a blue-eyed Jesus. I mean, come on.
Ah, yeah. I did, you know, you did have a Jesus piece. And a Rockefeller chain.
Yeah.
That doesn't help the backpacker status either.
He's like,
know?
Who the newest member of the Rockefeller team? Pass. Nah.
That's the thing. Like, I liked Freeway already. So I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking, man.
That's what I thought. I would assume, yeah.
Yeah. I liked Freeway. I liked, you know, I liked a lot of the, you know, I was listening to Nas, Wu-Tang, all that stuff. I don't know. I don't know what it was. It was a weird thing. It just didn't.
Were you
didn't
listening
connect.
To G Unit at all at that time? Were you listening
only,
to like Fabulous, like the more like
maybe a little bit. If I was listening to like, I mean, like yeah, I guess so. Maybe I don't know. I liked 50 a little bit only because, you know, M signed him.
So it sounds like you were cool with the Backpackers.
Mm-hmm.
You were cool with the gangster music, but this guy that's kind of in the middle,
he was kind of a blend,
and you were like, I'm not buying it.
It was something about it was, yeah, it just didn't, yeah, it
interesting.
Didn't Okay. It didn't. The needle didn't drop. You know, it
I
didn't
got
hit.
You. We never got that dynamic before. Before, I feel like it's usually everybody's like,
oh, finally
somebody for me.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like that kind of like awakening. Or something.
What real name? What he's not killing anyone. No oh, one died on this man. Record. You know.
Oh you got man, a pink shirt on. Like, wow.
He said, give me some head that will really piss him off. Like, I can relate to that. Come on.
Now I think about it. Now we got to find the posers. We got to get who's actually lying. And who's actually. We need more people like Nate on this podcast.
We need Thank more you. People like Nate on Man, this podcast.
That's an honor. Thank you.
Hopefully.
Just honesty. Just be honest, guys. Everyone be honest.
They're on the right side of history. But we got to take a break. For you, the listeners of the Boogie A podcast, Casper is offering $50 towards any mattress purchase at Casper.com. The Casper mattress is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It's got the right sink and the right bounce. It's made up of two technologies, latex foam and memory foam, that come together like a Kanye beat and a Kanye rap. The Casper mattress is now the most awarded mattresses of the decade. Kind of like Kanye with Grammys. So what are you waiting for? Go get one. To receive $50 towards any mattress, go to CasperTrial.com/Book of Yay. Again, that's CasperTrial.com/Book of Yay for $50 towards any mattress purchase.
We're also sponsored by Warby Parker. Warby Parker is offering Book of Yay listeners a free 5-day home try-on to give you the opportunity to check out their glasses. Warby Parker makes buying glasses online easy and risk-free. The home try-on program allows customers to order 5 pairs of glasses to be shipped directly to them, where they can try them on in the comfort of their own home and get feedback for friends, family, and colleagues. Users can keep the frames for 5 days before sending them back completely free, using a prepaid returning shipping label with no obligation to purchase. To get your home try-on today, go to warbyparkertrial.com/bookofyay. Again, that's warbyparkertrial.com/bookofyay for your free 5-day home try-on. We are back. Nate, we got to talk about the song you picked for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I Am.
Everything I Am, yeah.
From a Kanye album that you did like.
I did, apparently. Yeah. That Rob didn't.
I did not like it. I didn't. It's not what I wanted. I wanted like another. I'm not going to lie. I wanted another Late Registration.
Mm-hmm.
And I got something different. And I got something that. I was scared it was the beginning of the end
of like the pop era of
yeah,
Kanye.
Kanye was for me,
right.
And I didn't think Kanye was for everybody.
Hmm.
But Graduation was designed for everybody,
right? With T-Pain on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, T-Pain was on a lot of stuff at that time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Know? It's for everybody.
But yeah, yeah.
I've heard I'm in love with the stripper at the shopping center, at the grocery store, you know? Like,
what grocery store was playing?
What?
I'm in love with the
Fairway.
He's right.
Fairway will play that.
It was on the radio, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's got
she
that
pop, she roll.
It's like perfect grocery shopping music.
What, you know what? What stripper was pop locking? That's really the she can pop and yeah. She can lock it. Like, why are you having a dance battle with your stripper? That's the real question. That's probably why he fell in love. He's
yeah.
Like, you know what? She's not even shaking her butt. She's out here pop locking.
She's like,
or did he demand that? He's like, you know what? Get up. Yeah. I want to see. If
she's
you
like,
for real.
She's like an ironic stripper. She's like a stripper doing bits. Like, what if I came out here and just did the worm?
The alt stripper.
Yeah.
I want so much money that I'm gonna be like, I come in the strip club. I give the DJ like some money, like Play Planet Rock right now. I'm like, you guys pop lock. If you want these stacks, pop lock right now. She can pop and she can lock it. So,
yeah. You know what's great about this podcast? The momentum. I really love that.
It's halt and catch fire. It really is like that. Nobody watches that show?
Cool. No.
I didn't know that was a show.
I don't know.
It's a show.
Didn't know that was a proper noun.
I was going to guess that was a book.
I believe it's an AMC production. Mm. I could be wrong.
Shout out to AMC.
Sounds like it also could be on USA Network.
Rest in peace, Robert Osborne, everybody.
Shout out to Monique. We're not going to miss the beat.
Shout out Chris's mom, Monique. Mrs. Daniel.
Monique.
Okay, I don't know.
Leave all the family history
out. Yeah, you wouldn't want that to put together what her last name is.
All right, back to the song.
Back to the song.
We're good at this. Okay, why specifically did you pick this song?
Yeah. Well, I first of all, I've always loved this song. It was always one of my favorites on this album. I really I love the mix of Kanye talking about talking about serious Chicago stuff, and then also just a bunch of jokes about how he looks and how he, you know, I'm drawn to anything with duality. With like that, what he isn't makes him what he is. So he's at once the things he is and he isn't. I find that really a fascinating idea.
I kind of thought when you had gone to this song that you kind of related, because this, I feel like this song is at a point where people are now starting to form an opinion about Kanye the person,
mm-hmm.
and he's just kind of this is one of those you got to be like. Like, fuck it, because the same reason you don't like me is kind of like the reasons like you do like
right.
me at the same thing. And I feel like that kind of actually vibes with you on an actual level, because people have some opinions about Nate Fritz, and they'll say like you're kind of short tempered. You don't have like much tolerance for bullshit. You got a aggressive personality.
Yeah, all these things have been said about me. That's true. I didn't put any of this together, but yeah. That's
but that's mm-hmm. But that's one of the things that makes you dope at the same time.
Thank you. It's true. I'm not easygoing. That makes me what I am, I guess. I don't know.
He sounds like his voice. He's there.
Do y'all remember when LeBron James hosted SNL and Kanye performed this song? Like, think about it. Can't Tell Me Nothing was out.
Mm-hmm.
Good Life was out. Stronger was out. That's out of order, but... Those songs were available,
yeah.
You know, those were singles, but he performed Everything I Am on there. And that was such, and it was right after he beat 50 Cent
yeah.
for the, like,
right.
the you know, and it yeah, was kind of like his
50
way
was supposed
of just
to quit,
like
right?
boasting. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
that was the rule.
I feel like that was his way of being like braggadocious, you know?
It is braggadocious. The song, I feel like.
I love starting off a song with saying another rapper passed on this beat.
Yeah.
I love that. I think
it's your artist.
Right.
It's like, yeah, Common passed on this beat. I made it to a jam. Like throwing it in his face.
Right. But did he make it into it? I mean, it's a jam, but it's like, it's kind of like him saying like, this is going to be like a single, but it like wasn't a single. But it's still like one of my favorite songs on the album, no question.
It's way too slow to be a single, but yeah. I do think it, you know, it's not a I didn't skip it.
Also, no. This song has that sample, the woman, the that who is it? Do you know who he samples? That goes the hey babe, that part that's just, you know.
That is that a woman?
Maybe it's a sped up man. It sounds like a woman to me.
Cause the sample, all right.
But that sample. Always get, like that sample will get stuck. Just that part will get stuck in my head.
Oh,
and I'll
yeah.
find myself just walking down the street, just singing the. Hey, it just sounds like I'm like releasing air, or just like whimpering in some way. But I believe
that's just Philip Mitchell.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is from "If We Can't Be Lovers," and it's just he, you know, typical Kanye like speeds up and slows down
right.
things there and there.
Right.
Do you guys think that Common would have made, like, who would have made the better song on this beat? Kanye or Common? In 07.
I can't hear the song and picture Common being on it now.
Really?
I can't. I think Kanye makes it a better
During
song.
During the, like, B Finding Forever era?
Yeah, I actually listened to B earlier today.
This is what it was supposed to be on. This is what it was yeah. pitched for. I don't think you get DJ Premier scratches on it if it's Common song.
You don't think so?
This is the story. Was like Kanye had already made it. Kanye had
yeah.
put himself on the song. And then DJ Premier did the scratches on it.
Yes. I'm sorry. Anytime B comes up, I do that. It's right. Very annoying. I apologize to both of you guys. DJ Premier was like, oh, Kanye's on the song?
No, I'm not saying like he went like, oh, it's not.
Here we go.
I'm just saying like that adds an element to the whole song, to the whole track, kind of in between, in the chorus and everything.
That's true.
So if that's the story, if that's the way it went down, like,
and of
maybe,
course that's Chuck D's voice,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
which is also the voice sampled on. Never mind.
What is another Public Enemy song? I know it's not a Public Enemy song.
Yeah. But no, that was like a popular.
Is it
like,
from? I don't know. I thought I knew it. I also look at all the research we did. This is great. We're doing great.
No. I was trying to make another Chuck D connection, but
There's something I do want to talk about with this that I do want your opinions of with this song.
Mm-hmm.
How do you define the "I Got a Lot of Cheese" award? Does that go to the richest person? Or does that go to the person you're most surprised has money?
Okay, so this was, that line comes after the
NDIRE line.
Yeah. The NDIRE line.
Right.
And I basically, it's saying, you know, there was that time where NDIRE and Alicia Keys were like,
yeah, the neo
in the running
soul
for
era.
Best new artist.
Right. Oh, okay.
And Alicia Keys beat NDIRE out every time. But, you know, that's what made NDIRE this underdog. That's mm-hmm. what kind of like helped her get her following. You know, she had people like Stevie Wonder tell her that he enjoyed her music more,
mm-hmm.
you know, and respected her more. So it's kind of like the, like, you know, lyrically, I could be Talib Kweli,
right.
type of thing, where he's saying basically on his most popish record, he's saying, you know, I much rather make, you know, more money, reach more people right now,
mm-hmm.
than be true to, you know, this backpack thing that people are putting on me. You
right.
know, this Kurt Franklin thing that people are putting on me, mm-hmm. that this, you know, like, I feel like because Kanye, as he says, is an airplane on the freeway. He's in all lanes at, you know, one time.
Right.
People, you know, who are just strictly in one lane have these expectations for him, and it's like, no, you know.
Right.
But
so
there's also like one of those earlier subtle jabs at like award shows and
right.
things, just because like I remember NDIRE was nominated a lot, I feel like, but I don't
which means she lost a lot.
She constantly came up short.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of, because I feel like at this time, because there's another line in the song later when he talks about like the like your 15 minutes of fame are up. It kind of like he's like, all right, like I'm not gonna be dictated by, you know, what people think. Like, oh, is this Kanye thing done or not? Or is this, like, he's like, I'm still like gonna keep going, and you probably like, maybe you won't give me all the fucking awards that I probably deserve and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm still gonna be the freshest motherfucker, like the best artist alive anyway. Is I feel like this is another one of those like he's gonna get way more arrogant kind of songs.
Yeah,
just a big slap in the face to everybody else, which this record kind of needed, I feel like.
But even so, it's kind of like somber and laid back, so it's like it doesn't sound so braggadocious. Like it like hides how braggadocio it is.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the barbershop line? Like,
people talk so much about me at barbershops.
They forget to get their hair cut.
Yeah.
Like, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got great lines in the song. That's the thing about the song. Just like great. It's kind of it's like about him, but it kind of isn't. It's kind of this like just list of lines also. It's great. It's great punchlines in it.
Guys, while I have you both here, I have another question about that SNL episode.
Okay.
In 2007, LeBron James hosted it. You think they booked that during the Eastern Conference Finals when he dropped the Pistons? You think that's when Lorne Michaels was like, he should host SNL?
I'm not here to talk about any specific individuals.
Yeah. We have, you
know, pulling a Comey right now. I can't speak specifically about anybody personally.
I feel like he watched game five and game six and was like, this guy does great on live television.
That's a possible theory. I cannot speak to a rebuttal on that.
I don't have the information in front of me to rebut.
I don't think Sprite's that great.
What I do think is that the Pistons ended the Shaq Kobe era. That is something
we
that
definitely
I think. That is something that
did
I do
make
think.
Sure that
I
Kobe was like, I got to get rid of this number. Like,
yeah,
he really
Kobe changed numbers. We beat him so bad. So I do know that.
Yeah. So
Detroit basketball.
Bad boys. Don't come out here like that.
What
man.
Do you mean?
You always take it. Yo,
what do you
mean?
We're just putting history in a proper context. You know what I'm saying? People
nobody
gotta
needed
remember
to know that.
2007, you know, why was LeBron this figure? Maybe because he had just dismantled
that iconic Pistons team. Dismantled is a strong word for any team that I mean.
Were they back in the conference finals after that?
Not important. Listen. None of these things are related.
Oh, man.
Nobody cares about this, bro.
Rest in peace, Rodney Stuck.
Oh, man. Let's see. All right. Well,
Stucky died?
I mean, he's dead to me.
He was in Moonlight. He's doing all right.
He's doing fine.
Wow.
Oh, man. He does look like
Who knew
him,
he had such range?
Yeah. He was either 50 Cent or he was... What if Rodney Stuckey listens to the podcast? That would be great.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't on the L7 team, you know?
Wasn't he?
Maybe he was.
He was still there.
Yeah. I don't remember much other than LeBron.
But we're not here
Bear
to speak
Jow.
About...
Big done. Z?
Nobody gives... Was Ogalskis even still there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he's always been there my whole life.
Fucking goat farmer. Let's see. All right, Nate,
mm-hmm.
We got to ask, what is your most and least favorite Kanye songs?
Well, we've already talked about my least favorite Kanye song.
Oh, yeah.
This is a workout plan.
How do you feel about J. Cole's, what's it? Doop 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 doop. Work out for me. How do you feel about that?
I'm not against songs with workout in that.
No. It's a sample of the new workout plan.
Oh, I don't like it then. I don't think I know this song.
I can't wait to play.
I don't think I know this J. Cole song.
You're gonna hate it.
You
think J. Cole, this song is not what's in your head.
It's
J. Cole trying to cross over.
That's terrible. It hasn't J. Cole is like constantly trying to cross over. He's like angry that
what
no one will usher
about?
Him.
Yeah,
He's gone double platinum with no features.
No features.
How is he not already like?
And we won't stop hearing about it. You know, it's
that?
Not like, oh man, this is a good song. Who's on it? Oh, it's just J. Cole. It's like, have you heard J. Cole? No one else is on it. Like, all right, okay.
I mean, I'm just
you know,
saying.
It's impressive.
You're allowed
it's not,
to have
not
help.
Impressive.
Are we saying he hasn't crossed over?
No. This song was like on the first album, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, his first like studio album.
Yeah,
it was like, we got to get him a club song.
Yeah,
I feel like he didn't even like it.
He produced it.
He didn't. You said he didn't like it. He said he didn't, like.
Well, then don't put it out.
I mean,
what do you mean you
he
don't
put it
like
out,
it?
Because that's what they asked for, probably. They're probably like, you got to give us one of these.
You know, tell that to Chance.
Jesus.
Oh, man. That just felt so good to say. Tell that to Chance the Rapper.
All right.
Favorite song.
Yeah, yeah.
That's tough. I mean, like, I know you've heard this a ton, I'm sure. Like, man, that's, there's so many songs, but Kanye does so many different things. Like, picking, like, one favorite song is, like, it, like, doesn't, you don't have all the sounds that he's great at. Like, I love I'm In It, but that also doesn't sound anything like this, which I also love, like, Everything I Am. I also love Devil in a New Dress. That's a great song. I do love the beats that he's sworn he doesn't want to make anymore. That he keeps saying, like the slow down soul beats.
Uh-huh.
Like he talks about this every album, that he doesn't want to make these songs anymore, and that I love it every time he does these.
Well, like, have you gone into like all the ones that he's sold to other people, like, you know, for Freeway and like,
right.
You know, when you listen to all the soul, sped up soul samples, it's like, I mean, I don't, you know.
Yeah.
You could do it all day, but at the same time, it's like, how, you know.
Oh, yeah, I don't blame him for getting sick of it.
Probably, you know, there's probably
100?
Oh, yeah.
Probably 100.
I was going to say like 70 that we could just listen to now.
Right.
So no telling how many times he's heard other songs that weren't quite ready.
Yeah. I can understand why he's sick of it. He's just like great at it. He's great at making that sound.
Yeah. But he could do other stuff too.
True. I mean, that's where he kind of just leapt into everything else.
So
now,
if someone was like, "All right, you can only listen to one Kanye song. What song is it?"
Oh, man, that's tough. That's probably gone then, I think. I think if I could have one, I think it's gone. Because that song's really great, and it's got features, and it's fun, and it takes a turn. It's got this weird horn. It's got this weird, like, string section that comes in.
It's one of the best, like, dynamic sound, like, songs you get, where you're just bouncing around. The voices, everybody's voice is kind of different. You can play around with that.
Yeah. But I also love this like space gospel thing he's doing now. Like, I love Ultra Light Beam. I could listen to that on repeat. That song's incredible.
But can you listen to it everywhere?
Can I listen to it everywhere?
Yeah, that's the thing.
No, Gone you can listen to it
everywhere. Yeah, that's the thing.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Wouldn't listen to The College Dropout because of Jesus Walks.
Come full circle.
But love space gospel.
I do.
Of Ultra Light Beam.
I do love gospel music. It's a weird, I'm a contradictory person, man. I know it doesn't make sense. I love gospel music.
You know that book that Chance is quoting is the Bible.
I'm aware of that.
Okay.
I'm not anti-Jesus. That's the thing. It felt weird to me.
You're anti-walking.
I'm anti-walking. I'm from Detroit. We drive.
I buy Jesus, but this whole walking thing, it's like, come on, dude.
Dude, you can fly.
You're a prince.
It's the most famous thing you did was walk.
Yeah. I don't know all the hits I don't know. If something felt weird about bumping it. I don't know what it was. And like, the beat is so good.
Well, that's been Nate Fritz and everybody. Our first Jew on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Give up for Nate.
Is that true?
I think so. Can't Nate think of any other Jews?
I don't know.
I wish I'd have known that.
We haven't excluded. This is not like a ploy to like, you know, get to a different marketing like demographic or anything.
Yeah, that's why you bring me on. You want to, you're about to get the Fritz and bump. This is I'm excited for you guys.
Oh, man. Nate, we'll let you finish. Rob, tell everybody what they need to know.
Is that this
now? I thought we'd be doing it after.
Oh, yeah. If you in D.C., you got so many chances to see me. You can see me on the 24th or the 25th with my man Leonard Oates. Or you can see me do my own thing on the 30th. If you're in Charlotte, you can see me on the 29th. If you're in Atlanta, you can see me on April 27th through 30th. And if you're in Toronto, you can see me on the 13th and the 14th of April. That's out of order and all crazy and whatnot with no venues. But you know what? If you persistent, you know what I'm saying? Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. Tumblr, you'll figure it out.
You still on Tumblr?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
I still post stuff solely to Tumblr. Like if you want to see some dope stand up clips, a lot of late night shows been, you know, but you want to see like the ones I really like, go to my Tumblr.
What's the Tumblr?
robhayes.tumblr.com.
All right.
If you don't know how to spell Tumblr,
a secret
it's not
time.
Spelled like a word. It's not a secret. It's not.
I mean, we never talked about it before.
I just never think to say anything about it. But yeah, if you're on Tumblr, mess with your boy.
All right.
If you don't want to be on Instagram but want to see my Instagram, go to my Tumblr. A lot of this stuff goes to there.
Dope. Nate, you got to plug anything?
Yeah, you can see me April 27th through the 29th at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. It's one of my favorite clubs in the country. You can find out more information about me at natefritzen.com and also check out microwavejohnson.com. Go to that where me and my buddy Steve Forrest write about basketball and we got videos about basketball. It's great. I'm very proud of it.
Quick reminder again, April 8th, we're going to be at the NYC Podfest at the Bell House in Brooklyn doing our live show at 4:30. April 28th through 30th, I'm going to be in Boston doing shows at the Comedy Studio and other independent shows around town, so just check Twitter for that. And April 15th, a house party show that I do every month. People need to know about it. Me and Kofi Thomas do a free house party and comedy show. Our next one is going to be at a secret location. It's going to be a brand new location, brand new party. Dope lineup. Announced soon.
You just pubbed a party at a secret location.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
He wants.
You ain't give no venues.
What you mean?
He gave a city,
but it's not a secret. It's out there.
He wants people rumbling about it. You know, he wants people clamming for that information. You know, where's this party?
Exactly.
Where is it?
All right.
You heard about this party?
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more podcasts, please visit ForeverDogProductions.com.